Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, America. Welcome to the Fish and Wally Show. This is the 7:30 edition of our world famous show. Wally, good to have you, man.
It's so famous. It's crazy. I'm getting pulled over like by cops. That's how famous we are.
She asked for your autograph, didn't she?
She did.
That was the whole reason. She didn't really pull up for any particular.
Nothing else, no. She was just like, you know what? I heard about you guys. You're in the Fish and Wally blog talk radio show, and I just want to give you this ticket because I want you to come back to court and I want to see you again. It was kind of cute. It was a good Valentine's little thing we had.
I heard she circled a little heart over the fine that she gave you.
Well, I circled it. I kept on circling it. I was like, look, you look at this ticket. You see what's inside? It's not the amount I'm going to pay. It's the heart I just gave you.
That's right. And then I'm going to put this heart on my chest. That way I have a heart on. And then she gave me another ticket for being fresh.
Yes, you did.
Well done. Well done.
Well, welcome, guys. Thanks for listening in. Of course, this is the world-famous Fish and Wally Show.
That's right. Coming to you live from two cities. And
if you can't tell us apart, I'm Wally and that's Fish.
That's correct. And I'm Fish and that's Wally. So if you know everyone by now, let's continue on.
And also, if you can't tell by his tone of his voice, he is in Boston. And by the tone of my voice, I am in Miami.
That's right, because we can hear sunshine. That's why.
It's a little hotter.
A little hotter. I can hear the heat.
It's a little hotter, yeah.
Love it, man. So we're starting a new series. We kind of get out of the music week. We want to get back into that, but we're going to break into a little series we call Actor Series.
Yes.
It won't be a whole week. We don't know too many actors. But
well, we do.
Yeah. Well, we will.
We just haven't really made an effort to get them.
Right.
We do have a life, too, you know.
Yeah, we work all full-time jobs and, you know.
Well, I'm on retirement.
That's true. You are retired. Congratulations on that, by the way.
Thank you.
Yep.
It's amazing. It feels good to be young.
Be retired before 30. What does it feel like? You're like Bill Gates?
No.
No.
Well, I don't have the khakis.
Yeah, you need the khakis, man, to be retired.
I need the khakis.
Definitely.
But yeah, we're going to start off today with an actor, actually, that's from our hometown, Boston.
Correct. Small town guy, done big things. So we're going to bring him on the show. Name is Jeffrey Johnson. Let's connect him right now. Oh, boy.
The phone is farting.
My phone
is.
Hello.
Hello. Jeffrey Johnson. Welcome to the Fish and Wally Show. You're live on internet radio.
Nice. I like it. I like it a lot.
Love it.
What's going on, my radio?
What's going on?
Is up.
Wait, who's the second guy? Fish, I know. Who's the other guy?
Got Wally.
Hey, what's up, Wally?
Hey, what's going on, Jeff? Jeffrey.
How you doing?
Jeff.
You know, Wally. I'm of the just don't call me late for dinner kind of thing. I got people call me Jeffrey, JJ, Jeff, whatever.
All right. Whatever works for you.
Whatever. Yeah, man. Just whatever makes you comfortable. I'm here for you.
Excellent.
Wow, and we normally don't get a lot of people here for us, so that's very sweet of you.
I'm flattered.
No. I'm a giver. There's givers and takers, and I'm a giver.
Yeah, I'm radio blushing right now. Thank you.
That's right.
Are you radio blushing? Oh, that's so sweet.
Blushing. Yeah, the first.
So, Jeff, you're from Boston, hometown guy, huh?
Yeah. I grew up in Southborough, and I've been out in Los Angeles for like 16 years now. But But born and raised in Massachusetts, and I've been out here a little while.
Okay. When did you leave Mass?
When did I leave? I think I left like the end of '94, I want to say. And
okay.
I drove cross country with a buddy of mine. He Dan Ward, if he's listening, and he. He just took a flight back. But we had a blast. We drove my pickup truck out here. It took a couple of weeks.
Oh, that's
good.
That is great.
Yeah. See the beautiful U.S. of A. What's that?
Just to live the dream? basically what made you take off?
I guess so. It's, you know, I knew I wanted to be an actor, and so I, you know, this is where to be if you want to be in film and TV and stuff.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, it took me a while to get things going. So like, you know, I was just kind of screwing around for a while, tending bar, chasing skirts, that kind of thing.
Yes.
And, but you know, yeah. But now it's nice. Now it's like things have been going good the last few years, and I was able to quit the day job and haven't really looked back. So it's you know, knock wood, things continue to stay like this. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it is a tough industry, and a lot of people don't know that, but it's an amazingly tough industry. And you know what? My hat goes off to you for hanging in there, because eventually it pays off. It really does. I mean,
yeah, you know, and it's what's interesting too is it's a little bit easier for guys because, well, not easier, but guys kind of get the good end of the stick because, you know, we age differently, and you know, we become more sophisticated. We become more, yeah, you know, like getting older isn't a bad thing.
George Clooney is a great example right there.
Oh, he's my hero. Absolutely, man. You kidding me? It's like, yeah, that guy was just plugging away. It took forever for him to get going. So, yeah, but I mean, it's funny. I've got a ton of, like, of female actress friends out here who, you know, they're great, great, great actresses, but if they don't, you know, make it big young, then they start getting old and there's not as much roles for them, so it's, so dude definitely got the good end of the stick on that.
That's so true. Very true.
Yeah, and George Clooney, I mean, he's actually one of my heroes, too. He lives by that one philosophy, work and fuck.
Nice, yeah. Work and fuck, and if we got time, a couple of cocktails in between, I think.
Yeah.
Or during.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Actually, you know what you could do is you could do all three at the same time. You could be like, you know, fucking on camera while having a cocktail, and so you can do
go.
All three. Yeah.
There you go.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
You should
but
be a director.
I could do. I know, right? I know. It's like, well, I'm sure it's happened before, but I don't think my family would like it if I got into that industry, though.
So you grew up in Mass, and so what was that like? One point in your life when you were a kid that you were like, all right, I gotta be an actor. You know, I gotta get out of, because Boston's pretty much all about sports. I mean, that's why everyone looks at Boston as like a sports town. You work hard, blue collar. Like, what made you want to be an actor?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I got the bug. I started doing like some plays, like community theater plays, that kind of thing, and I really enjoyed, it was the one thing that I was like really good at. Like there were. I was an okay student. I was an okay athlete, but all of a sudden I started doing plays. I'm like, wow, I'm pretty good at this, and I just had a lot of fun doing it. So I think when I went to UMass Amherst, and when I decided on a major, I'm like, well, hell, I'll just be a theater major, and then I just kept on at it from there.
Nice, good for you.
Excellent. So, what was your one role that just said, you know what, this is it for me. This is, I want to do this, and I want to pursue my dream.
Oh man, I don't. That's a good question. I'm not sure, man. I remember when I got into college, I started, I don't know, my eyes were opening a little bit, and I was just becoming a little more open minded to things. And I think I remember doing like a gay play called what was it called? Manny and Jake, I think it's called, by Harvey Fierstein. And I was just happy that I was comfortable acting gay. Like I was probably like a little homophobic growing up when I was a kid. And maybe a little more closed-minded. So all of a sudden, when I realized, hey, I'm cool enough to do this, well, I'm cool with myself anyway to act gay. I'm like, well, that's good. That means that I'm not holding anything back. And I think that was kind of telling for me anyway.
Yeah, it's definitely a sign of an actor, actually.
Yeah, when you're like, you know, it's just about the role and it's just about the piece.
Exactly.
And it's not about, you know, you can't judge the character or the piece or whatever. You have to just kind of accept it and remember that they're human, and
right.
So yeah, so that was kind of cool, and I don't know if there's any one role. Yeah, that would be the role, I guess, to answer your question anyway.
Wow. Yeah, so it's kind of like a role that just expanded your whole horizon, saying, you know what, if I can act this way and get over my fear, then, man, I can do anything.
Right, yeah, sure, and I don't know that I can do anything. I'd like to think I can do anything, but I'm a little deluded about. Yeah, sure. It's like I realized that, yeah, my mind was opening up, and that was a pretty good thing, because I'm not so sure I would have done that in high school, but yeah, it was just kind of growing up, I guess.
Now, have you ever thought about like when you first went to L.A.? Like you were thinking, were you contemplating between New York and L.A., or were you just all Los Angeles all the way?
You know, I don't know what it was. I think I had a buddy out here who kind of like, because I was contemplating New York, because that would have been, you know, closer to home. And
right.
And I love that city, Yankees aside, but I do love the city. But I don't know, someone was calling me to Los Angeles, because it's nice out here. It's the weather's great, and the people are interesting. Although the people are interesting everywhere, I think a friend of mine is just like, no, this is where you need to be, and I just kind of listened to him, and it took a while to get dug in here. I mean, it's like, spend the first year or so in Los Angeles, I think everyone does, just kind of judging it, and giving it shit, and comparing it to home, but after a while, you figure out your niche, and like, you know, the bars you like, and the people you like, and it's pretty easy to dig in after a while.
That's cool.
Do you have a favorite area in L.A.? Because I know, like, I actually used to live there. I know there's, like, so many spots. Obviously, you have to have a car because
where'd you live?
One area. I lived in Hollywood, actually, on Fuller and Hollywood Boulevard.
Oh, jeez, man. I'm real close there right now. I'm on Cahuenga and Hollywood right now. I used to live over near there, too, yeah. I was in the West Side a long time. I used to bartend down in Venice. And I loved it down there. I live on the east side now in Silver Lake, which is a really cool part of town, but I do miss the water. That's the best thing about Los Angeles is the easy access to the beach all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love Venice Beach, man. That's one of my favorite places to go.
Hank Moody.
Absolutely, man. Yeah. Everyone's just kind of nuts and doing their own thing, and it's a great place to just day drinking and hang around. Yeah, I really like it down there.
Day drinking is so underrated, isn't it?
Oh, God. Not by me, man. I do it all the time. I'm fixing to do some right now. The sun's still up over here.
That's amazing.
That's actually what we do on this show, by the way. We drink, and we actually want everybody else to follow and drink with us.
That's right.
Oh, man, that's excellent. I would be drinking now, but I'm standing outside. I'll be drinking soon.
Getting
a little thirsty. Yeah. That's
always
what I do. That's right.
Jeff, when you get out to L.A., your first ever, like, audition, what was it for, and was it scary?
I'm trying to remember what my first one. You know, when you first get here, you kind of get in auditions for yourself. So usually it's like a lot of student films or just crappy little independent things that people have no money. I remember one time, it was a little daunting, but I was pretty confident. I mean, I thought things were just going to open right up for me right away. I remember then when you start getting represented, then it's different. When you start having to go to auditions that your agents are setting up, because you don't want to screw those up because you don't want to piss off your agents. The most daunting one I had was I tested for network for an Andy Richter show years ago called Andy Richter Controls the World or something like that. And you go in front of all these NBC executives and they don't laugh, and you're trying to be funny and you think you are being funny, but they just don't laugh because they're just kind of looking at you like you're a dollar sign or not a dollar sign.
Oh, wow.
So that's scary. Like, when you go to network, it's different. Like, if you're just with the casting director and a couple other people, then it's all fun and loose. But then when you get in front of all these network executives, it's just really intense. And you feel like you're failing, but you might be doing great, but you're just not hearing anyone laugh. It's really, really fucked up.
Wow, that's nerve-wracking.
Now, would you prefer, what's your kind of genre? I mean, what would you prefer, like horror, drama, comedy?
Man, I don't know. You know, oftentimes I'm like the funny guy in the serious situation, which is kind of fun. I do more, like, more of the TV shows I've done, like the cop dramas and whatnot. I like to think of myself as a funny guy, but you know, someone asked me the other day, how come you don't have any, like, real good sitcoms on your resume? I'm like, that's a good question, man. I don't know why I don't. If I had my druthers, I could do anything I want. I'd like to do, like, one or two movies a year and then just do a play for the rest of the time.
Mm. Oh, wow. What plays are you usually doing?
I do anything I can get my hands on. I just started work on this thing with a guy named Matt McRae. It's really interesting about the internet and how it started and where it's going. And it's kind of like a weird, crazy view into it. I'll do any kind of theater. You know, if it's good piece, if it's good people I'm working with. I did a great play called Apollo up in Portland a couple years ago. And we were all excited about that. We thought we might have a shot on getting on Broadway. We didn't, but it was just a great experience. And it's a really good town. I don't know if you've ever been to Portland.
No, but I have seen the show Portlandia, so it kind of...
Yeah, it's pretty funny, isn't it? That guy's funny. I like him.
That is a funny show.
Fred Armisen? Yeah, he's a blast.
It's definitely different. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Portland's a cool town, man. They got like all these great microbrews, and the people really, you can make friends in a hurry in Portland. It's great.
Yeah, I've been to Seattle. Actually, I love it out there for the music too. Actually, that's one of my favorite spots. Seattle and Los Angeles are great music spots.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, man. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, Nashville's too. I don't know if you've ever been to Nashville. That's a great music town.
No, not yet.
Nashville.
Oh man, you got to go to Nashville, man. Nashville, yeah. I mean, talk about a drinker town, man. There's just great musicians everywhere you go. They're like just top notch, like session musicians playing. And it's usually free. They kind of pass a hat, but everyone's just getting drunk, having a blast.
Now, do you have any other, like, talents besides acting?
I don't know. I mean, like, I play guitar and write songs and stuff. I don't know if I'm any good at it. I like doing it. But it typically just, like, you know, stays in my living room. Once in a while, me and some friends will get together and throw a gig together. But it's a great way to spend time. I'm taking banjo lessons right now. That's fun.
No way.
Yeah. It's a friggin' blast. It's so fun, man. It sounds great. I just, like, I got a little deck in my house, and I light a fire, and I play my banjo and drink whiskey.
Do you have a piece of straw in your mouth?
I know. I should, though, right?
Definitely. That kind of goes with the whole thing.
I know. Yeah, you know, I'll find
like
one.
Cheerios or something.
Cheerios?
Cheerios.
Yeah, eat Cheerios, because it's wheat. It comes from the cereal.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. There you go, Wally. There you go.
Stick a whole bunch of Cheerios on a straw. There you go.
Nice.
Now, Jeff, now you have a very long resume. I was IMDb-ing you. And what is your dream role?
You know what's so funny? We were just talking about Nashville. There's a new show coming out called Nashville. And this is the kind of show I'd love to do because it's about musicians. So it's like, I would love to be able to be acting and playing guitar and singing all at the same time. It's weird. People ask me if I do musicals, and I'm like, no, I'm not a musical theater guy. I like musical theater. I'm just not good at it. Like, what, you act and you sing? And I'm like, well, that's a whole different thing. If you're playing a singer or playing a player, that I can do. But I'm not just good at breaking in the song in the middle of no play.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to get on the show Nashville. I don't know if it's going to happen or not. They're probably going for bigger names first, but that kind of show would be great for me.
That's great. And it's kind of like, what was that? The Country Strong, that movie. You know, I mean,
sure. Yeah, really, absolutely, man.
That movie, but, you know, something along those lines.
Yeah, that kind of thing, man. Yeah, I'd love to be like a biopic. For a long time, I had this fantasy about making the Jeff Buckley story, but I'm too old. I'm not nearly as good as you as But like something like that, I would love to do something like that. But when that movie once came out, it knocked me out because that's the kind of thing I've been wanting to do my whole life. And all of a sudden, I see it, and they were so good. They did such a good job at it. I was thrilled. That was exactly the kind of thing I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did you have like a favorite movie growing up? Like that one movie you can watch over and over and over.
You know, what? You ever seen Diner by the Barry Levinson movie?
No, I watched that.
Diner's an awesome movie. Mickey Rourke and Steve Guttenberg and Kevin Bacon and Tim Daly and Paul Reiser and Daniel Stern. It's so damn good. It's a real actor's movie because it's like really conversational, just like a bunch of dialogue. And I remember like watching that over and over again when I first got into acting. That was my kind of thing. Yeah, you gotta give it a look. Diner, it's so damn good.
Diner, huh?
I will look
Diner,
at it.
Yeah.
Netflix it. Boom.
Yes,
Netflix. It probably get like 5 stars from me.
One person.
That's right.
The one rater.
That was huge. It's so damn good.
Now we had a segment on a couple of weeks ago about if we could bring back an old movie and make it into a 3D.
3D?
What would it be? Yeah, like I chose Back to the Future Part 2. That'd be an awesome movie
about
to bring back into 3D. What would you bring back?
I'd bring back Barbarella because it would look awesome and you could get, like, all those boobs right in your face. Barbarella's hot.
Guy.
Oh, my God. Have you seen Barbarella? That show is hot. It's just such a hot movie.
No, have not.
Oh, man, you got to see Barbarella. It's Jane Fonda, and she's, like, she's – what the hell is the premise? She has orgasms stronger than anyone else in the world or something like that. She's got an unquenchable sex drive. It's so damn good. She, like – you got to check it out. And those two, Diner and Barbarella.
You mentioned boobs, so I don't know why would you need a premise.
Wait, what?
You mentioned boobs already, so I don't know why would you need, like, the premise for it.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. So just bring them on. But no, it's excellent. Hot.
Jane Fonda.
Jane Fonda, man, she's at her best.
Yeah, I love her.
Yeah.
Do you have like a famous or like you know a famous actress you want to work with or actor?
Oh, there's a whole bunch, man. Like some of the people that are coming out these days are great. Like Carey Mulligan, she's really, really good. I don't know if you've seen her. She's excellent. She was in Shame, and she was up for an Academy Award last year for Education. She's just insane. I'd love to work with her, man.
That's cool. Now, Jeff, you've been in a lot of popular shows, like Lie to Me, NCIS. Which one has been your favorite?
Well, you know, it's weird. Like sometimes I don't watch a whole lot of television, but sometimes you get more out of a show from the experience than you do necessarily from like the acting. Like sometimes when I do a show, I'm just kind of taking notes about like what to do and not to do when I have my own show. And so when I did NCIS, I was working on that show for almost 2 weeks, and they were just the coolest, sweetest people. And the experience was so great. I don't watch the show very much, but everyone was so damn cool and friendly. And I got a lot out of that experience. I've done some other shows where people are total jerks, and I'm like, okay, I'm not going to be like that guy when I get my own show, that kind of thing. So NCIS was a huge A+ as far as like just a really good time every day.
Nice. Now, go ahead, Wally.
No, I was going to say, did you do any extra work before, like to start off?
I did one day. I did one day extra work, and I said never the fuck again. It was so miserable. I hated it. I went in. It was like, I had an acting teacher that said, hey, if you guys want to help out this production, go be an extra. And it was just terrible. I didn't like being like that close to the camera and not being important. And, so never again for me. I mean, some people make a living out of it and they can get paid well, but I couldn't do it. It was awful.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Like I always I realize that it's okay to be an extra, start it off, but do not get sucked into it. Do not, I was told, do not, like, make that a career because you will be stuck there forever
it's not really
a career.
It sounds miserable.
Yeah,
it can be. But, I mean, like, you know, if you get the right job, then I think you can get your union card and you can get the benefits and all that kind of stuff. But again, you're just doing the most menial work on set, and there's no respect for them. Like, you know, they herd them like cattle, and it's just awful.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, I've got all the respect for the people that do it. I just feel really sorry for them.
Wow. Now, you worked with Tim Roth. How was he?
Oh, he's the best. He was great. That was a really cool experience because I didn't have to audition for that role. I just got a phone call saying, hey, are you available next week? We're going to just offer you this role, which is really great. I mean, that's like kind of an honor.
Oh, that's awesome.
And what was really – yeah, and it was great because I knew my scene was going to be with Tim, and it was directed by Alan Arkin, which was like really cool.
Yeah.
So I was psyched about that. Adam Arkin. Adam Arkin. And so I was kind of thrilled to be working with those guys. And what was cool is like, you know, we went in and we rehearsed the scene, and so we do it once. We're like, okay, and as we're like going to leave so they can light the set, I hear Arkin say to Roth, he's great, isn't he? And Roth's like, yeah, he's really good. And so it was really nice because they had never met me before, and it was cool that we all got along. Tim Roth's an awesome guy.
Cool. Now, if obviously you've worked in the business for a while, and you're waiting for that big breakthrough, right?
Right. Tell me about it.
What would you do once you get it? I mean, what would, like, that big paycheck, what would you do? What would you do with that money right away, the first thing?
I get wasted, man. I'd go out. I would. Then later on, I'll do something nice for my parents and stuff. But the first thing I'm doing, I'm just gonna take my buddies out, and we're just gonna go tear it up.
See, that's a true Bostonian right there.
That is the first thing you want to do whenever something good happens. You want to get wrecked. Why is it
just,
in our
with your buddies? Yeah.
With your buddies.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Tear it up! Tear it up!
Exactly.
Now, you got to surround yourself, obviously, you know, to be a successful actor, you got to surround yourself with good people. Now, do you have, like, really good, like, mentors, friends and stuff?
Oh, absolutely, man. Yeah, and what's cool about living in the big city is that, like, and it's not just actors, you know. It's like I've got great friends who are dancers. I got great friends who are painters, you know. I got great friends who are writers, that kind of thing. So it's cool. It's nice to have that kind of influence and an experience, too. It's like, you know, I'll go out and see someone's you know, art opening or going out to see someone's you know, dance recital, that kind of stuff. So it's cool to just have different points of view, all that kind of stuff. I mean, there's a whole lot of that out here in Los Angeles.
Now, we see it from time to time on some commercials. Which one has been your favorite?
My favorite commercial?
Yes.
I don't know. To tell you the truth, I mean, like, some are kind of cute. I did this one a couple years ago. It was kind of funny. It was a McDonald's commercial, right? And it was, you know, whatever it was. They aired it a lot, and I made money, and that was cool. But then a friend of mine turned me on to a website called adsihate.com or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And so I go and I listen to the guy who's ripping us apart. He's ripping me apart. And it was just kind of funny to hear the stranger. He said something about, he's talking about the ad. And then when he said something about me, he goes, "Now this guy I really hate. This douchebag with the semi-frosted tips, blah, blah, blah." And I'm like, whoa, man. I'm like, I might be a douchebag, but I do not have semi-frosted tips, motherfucker. But it is just kind of funny to hear like someone you've never met before tearing you up.
Yeah. Have you done improv before? Like, have you gone like to you know, amateur night and done improv?
Yeah, I have done. I've been with some groups, and it's fun. Like, you're always doing that a lot, like in the theater when you're like rehearsing stuff. It's always an element of improv that you're working with, especially if you're working on a new play and that kind of thing. And I've done you know, some performance groups. Actually, you know what? I was in an improv group years ago with Melissa McCarthy, who's up for an Academy Award this weekend.
Oh,
her
really?
Bridesmaid.
Yeah,
she was great. And so, like, I kind of wear that like a badge. She was great. I wasn't nearly as good as she was. Holy shit. No, she's so, so funny.
Outtakes, man. She's, like, she's just out of there. She's amazing.
Oh, she was hands down the best one in our group. We were all just, like, trying to keep up with her because she was so damn good. But, yeah, but that was kind of cool. Like, that was, like, that was years ago. We did this late night thing. It was in Hollywood. It was a blast. Yeah, she was mesmerizing, man.
That's cool. Now, give me three actors that you would like to work with in the future. Maybe not even three. Maybe just give me one, like one. Like, who would you love to work with, like your dream?
Well, Clooney's way up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I, you know, if you'd asked a couple of years ago, I would have said Paul Newman, but...
Yeah.
But, he's just about... Who else do I really like? You know, I mean, the grand prize would be to actually work with Meryl Streep. You know, like that would be the ultimate. I mean, that's like meeting a king. That would be awesome.
That's true.
But I'd love to do Clooney would be a blast too, because I don't know. I just like the way his career has gone, and I get the feeling I could learn a lot from him.
Yeah. Well, actually, I have like top five. Here's my top five. It's Brad Pitt, George Clooney, Tom Cruise, Will Smith. I know they're like A-listers, but those guys are just awesome.
Oh, absolutely, man. Yeah.
Like, would you be like, would you get like starstruck a little bit? You know, like in front of them. I mean, are you?
I don't think so. Especially not if we're working together. Because like, I've noticed that like the few times I've worked with like big stars, like I really up my game. I'm like, this is great. This is my opportunity. I step up, and like I get psyched about that. I mean, I've talked to some friends who have had that problem. They've totally froze and they're all nervous and they didn't want. But now, man, like when I met Tim Roth, I was like, bring it on, man. It's like I feel like I'm, you know, joining the big leagues all of a sudden.
That's awesome.
I really go for it. Yeah,
you know,
but it makes sense.
Yeah,
that's actually like the Aussie approach. Australians are just like that. They're like, you know, they're all game for it. I mean, you know, they don't get starstruck at all, and they just love the whole moment.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
I met a whole bunch of Australians who are great actors, and they're like, you know, just got to go for it, man. This is your one-lifetime chance to act with these amazing actors. Go for it. That's it.
Knock them dead, as they say, you know.
and it's fun, too, because like I said about the Tim Roth thing, it's like, and if all of a sudden you're doing good and they like what you're doing, then it's like a real honor. So you get kind of psyched that these guys like what you're doing. Or if you see someone at, like, you get introduced to someone at a cocktail party or something like that, and you make them laugh. It's like, that's great. I feel great about that. I just, you know, I just cracked up this guy. He's a big star.
That's great.
You wear it like a badge of honor, you know.
Are you excited
about the Oscars coming up?
Yeah, I go to the same party every year. We have a blast. Me and my buddies
Really?
get all tanked up. And yeah, my buddy John Burke throws a party, and I have a lot of fun. That's the one. It's the one show that I really like. But like otherwise, award shows I don't really care for. Yeah. Because I mean, like we're talking about like celebs and whatnot, as if it's like really important. But this is really, it's kind of, you know, bullshit in the scheme of things. But it's just fun, you know. It's just we're just people who are playing house and like making movies. Isn't we're not putting people on the moon and we're not curing diseases. We're just making movies and TV. So it's kind of silly, but it's kind of awesome at the same time.
What I like is actually like the awards on the indie movies, because those to me are pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely. I'd love to do more of those. I just don't get submitted for them. It's frustrating. Sometimes, you know, my reps want me to get, like, TV work. That's with the big dough, and they don't want to do too many independent films because you get locked on a set for a long time and you're not available for the TV stuff. And I'm like, I just want to do them. I just want to work.
Yeah. I guess there's that saying that you got to know your product. Like, you are the product, obviously, to the entertainment world. So I guess you got to know yourself and what you can, you know, what you can play, I guess, or display yourself, and they just keep plugging you in as that.
Yeah. It's tricky, and it's always changing. You're like, you're always just kind of like, the older you get, the more specific things get, and it's a journey, for lack of a better word.
It's a journey.
It's a journey.
Life's a journey.
That's right.
Jeff, have you ever been stopped in the street and say, "Hey, you're so and so"? And
a little bit, yeah, not too much. Actually, with just yesterday that happened with a librarian. I did a faith-based movie called Letters to God, and it wasn't seen by a ton of people, but the people who did see it really liked it. And just yesterday I was at the library, and the librarian's like, "Did you ever see a movie called Letters to God?" And I looked at her, I'm like, "Yes. Did you ever see one?" And she got all bashful, but she brought it in like today, and I went back over there and signed it for her. So that's kind of fun.
Oh, that's cool.
I get back to that once in a while. Yeah.
Did you bang her after that?
No. I think she's married.
That gets in the way, though. That sucks.
You like the librarian types, do you?
He loves smart. He goes after scientists and you know, Earth and astronauts and stuff like that. That's what he
does. I love the hot, like, smart girls.
Yeah, no, and intelligence is very sexy.
It is. It's very sexy.
Uh-huh.
And then Walter's like, "I love to drink." And they're like, "I got to leave you because I don't drink."
I know. It's like tricky. But you got to try to do both at the same time. You got to be like, you got to bring the book into the bar. And like, "Oh, he's interesting." You know, he likes to drink and read.
I'm going to bring a backpack with me next time I go to the bar and just pull out the encyclopedia.
I don't know if
that's what I'm about to do, man. I've got my backpack with me now, and I've got a script inside. And I'm going to work on my script in the bar as soon as we hang up.
Pickup line with no
work. Wish me luck.
So you're an actor? Funny you should ask.
Oh, man.
That's like everyone in L.A. It's so funny.
It's so true.
Oh, God, you're walking in. Any coffee shop you walk into, there's like at any given moment, there's like half a dozen people working on scripts.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're either on their laptops reading a script, or they're actually holding a script.
Mm-hmm. No, they're usually like, you know, it's usually writers like on their laptops writing one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. But, you know, just when I picked up the phone, there was a girl walking by, like she's on her way to an audition. Like I could just show her working on her lines, and I could see her side. It's everywhere. It's an industry town, so it's like that's what everyone does.
Yep.
Now, did you get like hooked into the In-N-Out burgers? Because those things are amazing, man.
Those things are amazing, man. Yeah, In-N-Out's great. They're starting to open up some Five Guys out here too. Those are real good.
In-N-Out's
where it's at. You know what's the best out here is the Mexican food. There's so much good Mexican food. When I go back home, I have a real tough time finding good Mexican food. It's everywhere out here, and it's great. Like little taco stands and the burrito stands. It's just insane.
Yeah, I love fish tacos down there.
I was gonna say fish tacos.
Oh, absolutely, man. Hell yeah.
Yeah, if you want something eerily close to it, come to East Boston. There's a lot of Spanish food here.
Spanish or Mexican?
Both. You got Mexican, nice. You got Salvadoran, you got it's flooded. I mean,
nice.
Yeah, this East is the place you want to come.
You also get like Spanish, Japanese.
Yeah, you do, which is rare.
Nice. Spanish
food is amazing.
Nice. I'll have to give that a shot.
Yeah.
Yep.
You should. It's like sushi with some fried rice and beans inside. Delicious.
There you go. Makes absolutely no sense, but it works, right?
That's right. It's a mission.
Nice.
Now, do you go back to Boston every once in a while, or are you just like...
Yeah, I try to get home a couple times a year. Actually, I'm going to be doing more. Our mutual friend Greg's trying to hook me up with Flight Love, so I'll be getting home more often. But I was just back there for Christmas, and I was planning on coming back next month, but then I signed on to do this play, so I won't be able to get back until, like, May. But, I'll plan on getting home a few times this year and see some Red Sox games and all that stuff.
It's better in May anyway. It's warmer. So.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's been warm all winter, thank goodness. But, yeah, definitely May is definitely the time. It's been very mild this year compared to last. But, our actual mutual friend, Greg, has been on hold for 11 minutes. I think he's chomping at the bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Greg, are you still there?
I'm still there.
He sounds like he's expired.
Oh, gosh.
What's up, Grumman?
What's going on, JJ?
How you doing, buddy?
Oh, Grumman, so you
Grumman.
Goes like JJ. All right, cool.
We go by JJ. So listen, it's funny because we were talking about coming back, and we have to hit that Harpoon Brewery tour.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely, man. Yeah, we did Sam Adams tour last time, and then now we can hit the Harpoon one.
We did the Sam Adams tour. God, we got so hammered for that tour. It was incredible. That was like a surreal day. That whole Sam Adams Republican guy, Tad. I just didn't know what his name was. And it's, hey, Tad.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He looked like a Tad. Or whatever. Yeah. That was a blast. Tad. Yeah, I can't wait.
Tad. Just picked a name out. I can't wait for the Harpoon tour, though. So
that's actually better. The Harpoon's better than the Sam Adams one.
I like the Harpoon one. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's what they tell me. They tell me you can drink more on that one, too, right?
Oh, yeah. And there's like concerts. There's concerts, too.
Nice.
Live music and everything. So much fun.
Yeah, summer is music.
Yeah, we want to do that next month, but it's going to have to wait for a little bit.
Oh, we'll have to. We'll make it. We're going to make it work. Don't worry.
Yeah,
there's
a
fine.
Summer.
That'll be just fine.
Yeah, the summer ale is out then, so they have like a festival.
Nice.
Yeah. There's
nice.
Three a year. There's for St. Patty's, is it? And the summer and the Oktoberfest. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. So all three of them are a lot of fun.
Sweet.
Yeah, so we just did sampled the Sam Adams. They have a new Alpine Ale out, not to plug Sam Adams, but we were doing that. And by the way, JJ makes an awesome clam chowder. I have to.
Oh, nice! Yeah,
I
made some for the Super Bowl. It was huge. It was a big hit.
Wow, you can make clam chowder?
It was my first try. It was good, man. From scratch, homemade. It was just good.
I actually never had homemade. Clam chowder.
It works, man.
Are the restaurants homemade?
I hope.
Are the what's homemade?
Are the restaurants, like all the restaurants that you get them at?
Oh, no. Who knows? I have no idea. But it was fun, man. It was good. I put a lot of bacon in it. That was the key.
Bacon is the key. That is pretty good.
Yeah.
Bacon's a key for anything, pretty much. I can pretty brush my teeth with that stuff. It's great.
I was telling people, is it too bacon heavy? And everyone's like, no, there's no such thing as too bacon heavy.
I agree, 100%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I actually have a bacon vodka, too. I don't know if you ever tasted that, but.
Yes, I've had that.
This nice. Is I like it.
Place in Boston that has bacon vodka and bacon Bloody Marys. Go figure
that
out.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that sounds good.
Oh, to give you an update, Harpoon Fest is May 18th, May 19th.
Well, there you go. You're gonna have to come out then, JJ. We'll have to plan it then. And if our friend Karen is listening,
Karen, you listening? You're gonna
Karen.
Go
ahead.
Karen, you have to make sure that May. What is it? May 18th.
May 18th, 19th.
May 18th and 19th. That's when you're coming out, Jeff. You're gonna come out then.
Absolutely. I'll put it in the books right now. That sounds perfect.
Is it Karen or KK?
It's
Karen.
Karen.
Who's KK?
I thought she said a K as a last name, just like you did, like J.
Oh,
JJ. Just Karen. Just Karen.
Just go by initials from now on. WS.
What's your last name, Wally?
Santa Maria.
Oh, right, rock and roll. So yeah. You're Spanish, are you? Italian? Paisan?
I really don't know what I am, to be honest.
He's a mutt. Yeah.
A mutt? All right, I'm a mutt, too. That works.
Everybody is.
Everyone is, aren't we all?
I'm not a mutt.
Yes, you are.
I'm a slut, not a mutt.
Oh,
hey. There goes your rep.
That's it. Done.
Yeah, there it goes. What?
Down the drain.
That's where it was. That's where it's been for a long time, isn't it?
Exactly. Crack yourself one open, JJ, right now, because I've been drinking daiquiris the whole evening.
I'm dying to, but these guys got me on the phone, and I don't want to be that douchebag that goes into a restaurant talking on the phone.
Oh, I don't care. That's, well, you've all just done the show from a bar before, so we've all
exactly.
That's what we do.
Going. Get it underway. You know, it's like if you tune in on Friday nights, it's the power hour. They do 3 minutes. It's a drink a minute, and they do a countdown, 5 second countdown. Drink a
that's
minute.
Right.
Drink a minute. Holy moly.
You never done power hour?
I did the thing where we do a shot of beer a minute. I did that once, and it was good because I was the only guy, I was the last one standing, and I was very proud of myself.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah,
you
got him really fast.
Yeah, so plug our power hour show. We'll instruct people how to do it in the beginning, and then it's buffoony from there.
Right, exactly.
Right. Nice. All this talk about booze is making me thirsty. I think I might have to go in and start drinking.
All right.
I think so.
All right, cool. Hey, can I listen to this? Do you archive these things?
Yes, this is actually, you can find us on iTunes. On your iPhone, just Fish in Wally, and it'll come up right on the podcast section.
We could send them the information, too.
We can always send them the information. That's not a problem.
FYSH.
That's right.
Okay.
Fish.
Okay,
first in Wally.
Jeff,
Wally,
thank you so much for stopping by, man. You're a great
guy. Of course, man.
I wish you the best of luck out there. Keep doing your thing.
Yep.
Success is coming at you, brother.
Next time something good comes up, we'll call in again and we can talk turkey.
Definitely. Definitely.
Cool.
Enjoy the night. Thanks again for your time, Jeff.
No, of course. Love you, Gribbin.
Where's
Jeff,
you on?
Take care, man.
All right.
All right. Leave you guys.
All right. Take care, Jeff.
What a class act.
Very, very
good. Wasn't he beautiful?
Beautiful, I don't know if beautiful is the word I want to use right now. Definitely a class act.
The word, yeah. Great guy. Yeah, anyway, yeah.
All right.
May 18th, that's when we're
going to go
on that Harpoon tour.
Yes. We're actually going to do a live show because Wally's going to be in Boston for May 18th, too.
Right. It's going to be a shit show. We're going to call it the Fish and Wally Shit Show.
The Fish and Wally Shit Show. You know what? And Greg wants to be Robin Quivers. So
I'm the Robin Quivers of the
alias
show.
You. Call you Quiver.
Call me Quivers. Doesn't take much to make me laugh.
Quivies.
Sure.
Nice.
Well, that May 18th, we'll have to buy you. If you can do that broadcast live from the Harpoon Tour, the Harpoon Brewery Tour, that
right
would be even better.
Phone. We'll do it right from my phone. How about
that?
Do it right from your phone. There we go.
Okay, we can use the Groove Pad. How about that?
I mean, we can do the Groovy Pad, too. Remote location. Now, break it over to the Groovy Pad.
Break the 1-9. We're live. Perfect.
There we go.
But I'm going to put you on hold for a second there, Gregory. And again, thank you very much to Jeff Johnson for, you know, giving us some time to talk to him tonight.
Yeah, we did help hold him up from drinking. So
yes,
that's,
which is a sin if you're from Boston.
Yeah, so big guy, big class act. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll continue this week's show tomorrow. What we have tomorrow is Friday. Yes,
Friday.
It is. I believe we'll do a power hour.
Yeah, we're going to do power hour. It might actually interrupt power hour for power hour. So tune in. If you've never done power hour and you're listening right now, we'll instruct you in the beginning. We'll extend the
show. They're going to rape you.
Yes, we will absolutely rape your mind.
Power hour rape right now.
That's true. So rape that power. So we're going to outro this. We'll go into a little bit of podcast and we'll probably call it an evening. But thanks again for tuning in to the Fish and Wally Show. That's all I got for you. We love you. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Go to bed.
Bye. Away. Bye.
They can hear us still.
No way.
Yeah. Fuck. All right, we're starting the show again. All right, so tonight we have a special guest.
We have a very special guest tonight. It is Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz.
Good job, Fish.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, welcome, America, to the podcast version of the Fish and Wally Show. I am Ralph Tankin, and this is my co-host, Billy Sambosco. Tonight we're going to talk about the evil in America and how it reflects you and your drink. So let's go live to our correspondent in Miami, Florida. Hey.
Hey, yo, man. I am trying to quit. I'm trying to quit drinking because I feel like I sound stupid. So I'm really trying to quit, and hopefully I try.
Well, thanks for coming on the show, and I hope you try to quit that I try.
Fuck you. I also am an angry drunk, so fuck you.
See, the streets of Miami, they're rough. So, we'll go back to the studio. And, Wally, did you hear that broadcast at all? That was pretty insane.
It was. What a dickhead.
I know. I would not give that guy a quarter if I walked him.
No, such a douche.
You know what? I'm on the way to the liquor store, and I'm going to go buy beer. And that's all he's looking for is beer. So,
yeah.
Screw him. I'm not going to give him money to buy beer.
If you give him beer, at least shake the can.
Shake the can, exactly.
Yeah, just
don't,
give it to him.
Don't shake a Guinness can, because he'll get freaked out. There's a ball inside.
They should put two balls.
They should put two balls. But why would you need two nitrogen balls?
Because you double it.
Yeah.
Double the fun. Double nitro.
Double the pleasure. Double the fun. Double-sided dildos. All right. Wow.
Double income.
Double income. Hey, I tried to get a porn star for an interview, but... That's going to take some time.
Let's see. I may know one.
Really?
But I haven't been in contact with that person in over a year, so...
Oh.
I'll see.
All right. I'm going to keep trying on the one I want, but she's very, very famous.
Oh, I got a him.
Oh, it's a him. Okay.
But he may know another one who's...
Well, see, that's how we network on this show.
Yes.
Totally. But I'm going to try the one that I want. And see if we can get her on the show. I'm going to send her a Facebook message and a tweet every day until she says either yes or no. How about that?
But
I'm kind of scared what we would actually ask.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking. I know I'm crazy.
Very dark, dark road to go down. We might actually have to podcast that show because it's not for a live audience, if you think about it. Because she might, you know, ask a few questions. Let's do a 15-minute show. And then it might have to be podcasted and then put on the mature audience side. And then it would be just, I don't know, buffoonery. Absolute buffoonery. But hey, yeah. You never know. Things happen.
She may just turn out to be a sweetheart, though.
You never know.
Because, I mean, they are other people besides just sex, you know?
Right, exactly. I mean, she might just completely just, you know, be a personality.
Yeah.
Like, wow, you're in porn? Really? I would never have known.
Like, I actually want a porn star who brings her kids to work.
There you go. Bring your kid to work day.
Yeah, and just put them on the side.
That's it. And they're in, like, the daycare and the porn industry, like, back room. And
They're playing with, like, toys.
Yeah, the toys.
Yeah.
What's this, mommy? Oh, it's the giraffe.
Why is it shaking?
You can pretend you're an elephant, sweetie. Go over there. Don't put that in your mouth. Nope.
So we're gonna wrap it here. On
yes.
The, and but thank you guys for coming in, stopping by, listening,
yep.
Borrowing your ears for Redboxing your ears. It's renting. Thank you. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, you guys are fantastic.
Tomorrow we will do Power Hour.
Yes, we will, and it will be fantastic. It might be our last Friday Power Hour.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to enjoy it. We're going to get absolutely annihilated. We're going to do a, I don't know, 90-minute show so we can keep going. And after the Power Hour ends, you can hear how silly you get. And it'll be an introductory video to your children. So that's it. That's all we got.
But we will make up for the we're gonna change the schedule. But we will make it up on St. Patty's Day.
That's so right.
It's gonna be a shit show.
It is. It will be a feckle fest. Let's put it.
It's gonna be a Lindsay Lohan show. Fucking fucked up.
That's right. Minus the DUIs, we will.
We should wear bracelets everywhere. Like,
do we need to make like lanyards, T-shirts, business cards for this? This is gonna be epic.
We should make like leg bracelets.
Oh, that's right, leg bracelets.
Yeah.
And walk around in stripes. Then we're the Lindsay Lohan crew. Oh boy.
LL.
Danger is coming. Danger is coming to Boston.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Good night. We love you.